Why sit we here until we die? 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. Dear reader, this little book was mainly intended for the edification of believers, but if you are yet unsaved, our heart yearns over you, and we would fain say a word which may be blessed to you. Open your Bible and read the story of the lepers and mark their position, which was much the same as yours. If you remain where you are, you must perish. If you go to Jesus, you can but die. Nothing ventured, nothing win, is the old proverb, and in your case, the venture is no great one. If you sit still in sullen despair, no one can pity you when your ruin comes. But if you die with mercy sought, if such a thing were possible, you would be the object of universal sympathy. None escape who refuse to look to Jesus, but you know that, at any rate, some are saved who believe in him. For certain of your own acquaintances have received mercy, then why not you? The Ninevites said, "Who can tell?" Act upon the same hope and try the Lord's mercy. To perish is so awful that if there were but a straw to catch at, the instinct of self-preservation should lead you to stretch out your hand. We have thus been talking to you on your own unbelieving ground. We would now assure you, as from the Lord, that if you seek him, he will be found of you. Jesus casts out none who come unto him. You shall not perish if you trust him. On the contrary, you shall find treasure far richer than the poor lepers gathered in Syria's deserted camp. May the Holy Spirit embolden you to go at once, and you shall not believe in vain. When you are saved yourself, publish the good news to others. Hold not your peace. Tell the king's household first, and unite with them in fellowship. Let the porter of the city, the minister, be informed of your discovery, and then proclaim the good news in every place. The Lord save thee ere the sun goes down this day.